Hello, baseball. We are back with another episode of Ballpark Beef. We got nothing to talk about as far as our teams go, so we're going to give you a bunch of topics. We're going to talk about the wild card action going on. We're going to give you a little immaculate grid, a little guess at player, a little bit of player comparison, and our parlays as usual. So stick around for that music.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans around the world, welcome back to another episode of Ballpark Beef. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm feeling good.
With me for another week. I got Jimmy and Nick here. We're going to talk some baseball, shoot some shit, shoot some beef because we're called Ballpark Beef. And we're going to give you the beef. We're not going to talk much about our teams because our teams are absolute dumpster fires. But we got baseball to talk about, you know? Fuck our teams. It's baseball time. Nick, Jimmy, how you guys doing this week?
Hey, man. Another week.
You know what, Nick? Shut up. I'm feeling good. You just brought the energy right there. We up. We live, baby. Nick, you got to meet us right where we are. We're going to have a good episode.
Listen, you're going to be very happy after we talk about how your team performed this week.
You know what? I'm not even watching them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I turned off all notifications for the Yankees. I don't know anything that happens in the games because I don't care.
So your team does bad and you just don't care anything about them anymore? Like you only care when they do well?
Bro, it's a dumpster fire, bro.
Listen, that's what makes a true fan though. You gotta be there through the hard times and the great times.
No, this is not a time to be around. No.
If that's only how real you fan, feel.
Only real fan in this podcast is me because I've been through every bad time. Y'all got some chips in your lifetime. Let me just say that. You got some chips. Multiple. Well,
not our fault that your team is the worst one.
Hot garbage over in Queens.
You know, I was listening to a radio show at the gym yesterday because I listen to radio shows. I don't listen to music. And they were talking about how, like, people will call up and be like, you know, if George was still around, if the boss was still around. And Michael Kay's like, he's been dead for 10 years. And you guys are asking me, oh, what do you think if the boss was still around? He's dead. He's fucking dead. And so there's that. And then he was like, probably the next closest thing, like, people thought to him was going to be Stevie Cohen. But the dude just blew it all up and he's going to build through the farm system now. So, yeah, it's, you know. Our teams suck, and, you know, Yankees got Cashman running the team. He probably, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Cashman's a part owner of the team. I would not be surprised. Because he has too much pull, and the fact he's had 2 decades to, you know, run this team and hasn't been fired, he's got to have some kind of ownership.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
Steve Cohen's doing his thing. Get his name out your damn mouth before Will Smith comes up and smacks you on stage. Anyway, Steve Cohen is an absolute legend, and here's why. He acts like a hedge fund owner in the baseball world, and people aren't used to that. When it goes south, he'll turn it 180, tear it down, and then build it from the ground up again. And that's what's going to happen. You just wait. 2024, I think we're going to be better than expected. 2025, that's when the truth comes out. Period.
Yeah, you're starting to sound like a Yankee fan, bro. Every year is going to be your year now.
Yeah, with those pockets, bro. Yamamoto, I'm changing our 4-for-4 bet.
You can't talk about the pockets, though, because look what you had this year and look how that got you.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about salary cap. All right, can we just talk about how... Can we have a segment, a 10-minute segment, on how well put together the Braves are and how well all their contracts are put together and how well they have produced talent after year?
That was going to be my surprise topic.
That's going to be our topic, one of our topics today, because the Braves make me horny. The way this team was put together makes me horny. If you guys want to ever, like, see how to put a perfect product together, not spend too much, and develop, go look at the fucking Atlanta Braves. Because they are the best team in the league, and if they don't win the World Series, it's going to be a fluke.
Yeah, I mean, like, whatever they're doing, I want to do.
Yeah, I want to do it too, and I can't stand I can't stand that they're so good because they're in the same division as us. We'll never win a division in the next 10 years. We got to make it in the wild card.
Yeah. It's hard to beat a team like Atlanta. They're just doing everything right, and everything is just going their way.
I mean, let's think about this. Nick brought this up the other night. Matt Olson has more home runs than they have losses. Okay? All right? The Braves are paying Austin Riley, who's one of the best players in the league, $21 million a year. Matt Olson's getting paid $21 million a year. Guess how much Ronald Acuña is getting paid a year? Probably going to win MVP this year. Guess how much?
He's on his rookie deal still, no?
Isn't it like 19 or something? 19, 18? Oh,
he got an 8-year, $100 million contract. He's getting paid $12.5 million. Ronald Acuña.
Buy low, I guess.
Guess how much Spencer Strider's getting paid?
Rookie deal?
13.
$12.5 million. Do I need to keep going?
Like, I mean, it seems like Riley and Olsen are the ones who are getting paid the most.
They have three players who are getting paid $20 million. Austin Riley, Matt Olsen, Charlie Morton might be a bad deal, but whatever. It was a one-year $20 million contract. Whatever. Who cares? It was a one-year contract, right?
That's the top of their payroll?
Yes. Their highest paid player is Austin Riley at $21.2 million.
And he plays every day. These players...
Every single longevity. Day.
The longevity, the product, just getting on the field as a talent. Being able to start 159, 160, 162 games a year, that's a talent. Producing at the levels you produce and extending that over the full length of the season is like so much more valuable than just like a 60 game spurt where you hit your peak and then like you only play another 80 games and you suck. It's like the whole long term thing where you can accumulate those counting stats, where you can, you know, really just keep adding to a good team. It's just insane.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. The Braves are going to be good for a while. Unfortunate for everyone else in the NL and the NL East, but this team's going to be good for a while. I mean, it's sad, but the way who's their GM? Is it Antetopoulos?
Yep.
Or whatever?
Nice Greek guy,
Alex Antetopoulos. Whatever. He's a genius. Okay, he's a fucking genius. I love him. I've loved what he's done with the Braves.
Wait, who?
And the GM.
What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name?
Alex. Hold on. There's got to be like a pronunciation for...
You got to type it in Google and hit the little microphone, little speaker symbol.
Anyway, yeah, no, he's doing it right. And you know what's interesting is he keeps offering these contracts to these guys, I think, at a team-friendly deal because they're always during the arbitration years. And when you send a message to a player and say, hey... We don't want to go to court with you to argue about your salary. We just want you here. So this is the contract that we're trying to, you know, avoid all this court shit, all these arbitration settlements, and we want you a part of the system. We don't want any questions. We don't want to have to deal with that. That sends a message to the team, no?
Yeah. I mean, dude, just looking at these contracts, like I'm on the list right now, right? And like their whole core. Their whole core, not one player is getting paid over $21 million. That's just insane to me. Because the Yankees have like four or five players getting paid that much. And there's one player who's been healthy all year. Poor Garrett Cole is going to win Cy Young, the AL Cy Young Award. Is the only one who's been worth the money. Judge has been hurt. Rodon, he's fucking hurt. Let's sign a guy who's only had two healthy seasons, $36 million. Donaldson's hurt, $25 million. Like, I would have rather paid fucking Matt Olson $21 million. Like, it's just crazy, man.
Yeah, and like I said, that's the thing. It's the homegrown talent. You're buying them during their arbitration years, and then you know, pay them what they're worth then, and then they just get better. And then that way, like, you know, the back end of the deal is worth it. Like for people trying to attract these guys, like New York trying to re-sign Francisco Lindor, like the Yankees trying to get Aaron Judge, you have to pay top dollar. Like when they reach free agency, if you could avoid that process, it's all the better for your team.
Yeah.
And like also for Olsen, He's also in a bad first base market. Like, the market right now for first baseman is really low, if you've noticed. Like, there's not many people making $20-plus million at first base because it just doesn't age well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I love about the Braves and their team is, like you said before, that they don't, like, get hurt. Like, I'm looking at how many games everyone has played. They have seven people that have played 90-plus games this year. Like, so every day you're getting the same players, whether they're doing well, they're doing not, but they know that they're giving it 110% every single day. And you look at them, they got 76 wins on the year with like 40, 50 games left.
They're just a model franchise right now. That's all it is. They're the model, right? They are what everyone strives for. Healthy players, good contracts, and a team that performs every single day. That's what they are. Props to them. I love the Braves. Great team.
Hate them. Yeah. But love sucks to hate
the
them.
Mets have to play them every year, but.
Yeah, sucks for the Mets. But, I mean, you can't lie. I mean, if the Mets were constructed this way, you'd be a very horny boy.
Yeah. Well, here's a little recap. I mean, we had a four-game series with Atlanta this week and looked like absolute Double A players against them, so we got smoked in three games, and then they finally gave us a win on the Sunday game. And then we're going back there again next week, so stay tuned for the embarrassment.
What was the game? Was it 21-3 or something?
Yeah, it was a first of a doubleheader, and we go with a pitcher for as like a fielder for two innings of the game. 21-3 loss, just insane.
Jesus, that's rough.
Imagine losing 27-3 in one day of baseball.
Can't be me. Oh, wait.
Could be your team, though.
Could be my team, though.
I don't know.
I'd be like so devastated. It's like, oh, my God, we got to play him one more time. Because, like, you know, you just can't beat him.
Yep. Yeah. Four games. They got tired of scoring so many runs.
Yeah, well, they didn't last night when they played the Yankees. Scored 11 runs on the Yankees.
The Yankees smoked. Suck, man. Yankees suck just as much as the Mets do.
Hey, man. Cardinals are right there behind you. Only one game behind the Mets now. one game behind the Mets.
There you have it, folks. There you have it, folks. That's our team recap. Cardinals suck. Mets suck. Lose to the Braves all the time. And the Yankees suck. So there you go.
What are the chances all of our teams finish under 500?
High.
Very good. High, right?
Yeah. You're that's knocking on the door.
That's crazy. It's going to come down to your team. I mean, my team's 13 games under. Jimmy's team is 11 games under, and you guys are one over.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, you guys still have a chance for the wild card.
Yeah,
but bro, we all know you're not rooting for them to make it.
I mean, because, like, what's the point, really? Just what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point? I mean, you think the Washington Nationals? You think the Nationals like thought they had a chance when they were the last spot in a wild card the year they won? Like, you never know; something could just switch.
Bro, we started the year. This was our starting rotation. All right.
Well, we know it sucked. We know.
No. This is our starting rotation, healthy, right? Going into the season, Garrett Cole, Rodon, Nestor Cortez, Severino, Montas. Right. Those were the five probable starters to start the year. Garrett Cole, Cy Young. Rodon, done for the season. Cortez, probably done for the season. Severino has an 8 ERA. Montas, haven't seen in 2 years. Can't win. Just can't win like that.
What's going on with Montas?
Dude, I think he's getting the Jacoby Ellsbury treatment. I don't fucking know. I haven't heard one thing about him in a year, so. Couldn't tell you.
It's crazy couldn't to me. You. Not one update.
Could not tell you. Do I care? No. Couldn't tell you. But yeah, that's where we're at right now with the Cashman's great trades, right?
Hey, man, at least they're not as bad as the Cardinals.
I mean, that's fair, but you guys did something at the deadline. You chose a direction to go in. Like the Mets, you guys chose a direction. The Yankees didn't do anything.
I understand that.
Like, you know, I would have, I'd much prefer if, like, all right, we either bought, like, just choose a direction. Like, okay, we buy. Or we freaking we sell. Like, one or the other, you know what I mean? Instead of just doing absolutely nothing. That's what pissed me off the most. And I'm done. We're done talking about it. Let's go into our topics, all right? How's that sound?
Go. We've been in our topics. What are you talking about? We could talk about the wild card situation if you want.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's do it.
This is what we had in mind for you guys for the wild card situations. We were going to go through the three teams that are in, because there's three wild card spots, and the fringe teams that we think maybe have a chance. We're going to list those guys out, and then we're going to talk about each one, see who we think is going to end up there at the end, and who's going to be looking at the outside, looking from the outside in for the playoff situation. So we're going to start with the NL. We got the three teams that are in right now. Phillies again, San Francisco Giants, Miami, Chicago, and Cincinnati, and Arizona. Arizona's 3.5 out. So right now we got Philadelphia screeching to the top. We have Arizona absolutely free falling to the bottom, and we got some teams in the middle. So what are we thinking here? We got six good teams. Who's going to make the playoffs?
Well, I could tell you Arizona's out.
No chance.
They have been playing such bad baseball for the last like month and a half that I just don't see them turning it around. Reds, I just think the Reds are still a little too young, but definitely a team in the next couple years that are going to spark something up in the Central. Cubs, me personally, if Cody Bellinger's hot, they got a chance. If not, then no. I think it's still going to be the Phillies, Giants, and Marlins.
Ooh, as is. All right.
John.
You think, John?
So, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Cubs, and I'm a big fan of the Diamondbacks. I'm still not sold on the Reds yet. I still think they're lacking at starting pitching. I think that may be their downfall. Definitely excited to see how they're going to play next year, because this team is loaded with young talent. But I think the Diamondbacks, I think the Cubs overtake that Marlins spot right there. I think the Cubs are hot and they're trending in the right direction. I like the Cubs a lot. I'm gonna have two spots. So I'm gonna go Phillies, Cubs, and Diamondbacks. So I'm gonna have Giants and Marlins dropping out. I would like to see that. I'd like to see the Cubs and Diamondbacks in the playoffs.
Well, that is pretty good. Different.
pretty good. I'm gonna look at differential. So right now, the highest differential in the wild card teams is the Chicago Cubs, and I think they're gonna get in there. I think the Marlins are definitely gonna be out. They're at -36 run differential. I think that San Francisco is not as good as they're letting on. They're a little bit, in a little bit of a skid their last 10. They're 3-7. I think they're going to drop out too, so I agree. But I like the Reds. I think the Reds may surprise some people. So I got Philly, I got Chicago, and I have Cincinnati.
There you go. That's the NL.
Put the AL.
Now wait, who does it? Wait, hold on. Before we go to the AL, so say it stays the same, and it's Phillies, Giants, and Marlins. Which two teams are playing each other? The last two, right?
No, the middle two, right? Or am I wrong?
There are no two, there's three teams.
I don't know all that. Too early to talk about matchups.
Yeah. I was just wondering if it was first versus second or second versus third.
I think it's too early to talk about that, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure though, to be honest.
I'm not trying to get into depth. I'm just trying to know who's going to play when it comes down to the end.
The producer's telling us we're going a little off topic.
Who's paying the producer?
Yeah. Sorry for asking a question.
I haven't signed the check in a while. Hey, Nick, while I introduce the AL teams, why don't you look that up so we can find that out? Because I think that's a good point.
Yeah, look it up, Pop.
The AL. We have Rays at the top, Houston, Toronto. We're going to talk about Seattle, Boston, and we'll sprinkle in the Yankees. That's going to be our six teams. I don't think the Yankees. I'll go first this time. I don't think the Yankees are making it. Too far gone. Boston, I'm not sold. They're just a mid team, you know, just floating around 500. Seattle, I don't like them either. I think it's going to stay just like it is. I think the Rays have been, you know, a really good team. They're starting to find their groove again. Houston, just a consistent playoff beast. And then Toronto, I think, will stay as well. So I like the AL wild card as is.
For me, while Nick's looking that up, I agree with Jimmy. I think the wild card is probably going to stay where it's at with the Rays, Astros, and Jays getting in. Mariners, they're a very good team. I think they have good, very good players. I just like the Blue Jays a lot more than them. Red Sox, I really don't think they're a good team. And we all know my feelings about the Yankees, so I don't really need to go further into that. But I would be upset if the Yankees made the playoffs. I want them to finish under 500, and I don't want them to make the playoffs. So Hal Steinbrenner, grow some balls and make some moves. But yeah, Rays, Astros, Blue Jays for me in the AL.
Okay, I am back from looking that up. It's before I say my take, it's going to be the last the last place wildcard team is going to play the third place division winners. So the first wildcard will play the second. So in this situation, Tampa Bay would play Houston if the playoffs started tomorrow. But onto the wild card, I'm gonna agree. I don't see the teams changing. I don't see the standings changing at all. I see Houston finishing second, Toronto finishing last. Just not sold on the Mariners, and I know the Red Sox just got Trevor Story back, but I don't think that's gonna be enough for the Red Sox to make a push in the postseason this year.
And this topic is also assuming that we have the division leaders maintaining their positions at the end of the year too. So I think those are pretty safe assumptions, but just wanted to point that out as well.
Yeah.
I mean, who's leading those divisions right now?
I mean, Astros are 3.5 behind in the division to Texas, and Tampa Bay's 3 behind Baltimore. I mean, anything could happen, but do I see Texas and Baltimore dropping? No.
No. Nope. I don't see Baltimore or Texas dropping. I think the best team in the AL is the Orioles, and the second best is the Rangers. I think any team whatever team gets to play the Central is just easy dub in, because Central's just god-awful, let's be honest.
And the funny thing is, the team that's going to play the Central is the last wild card spot.
So like I said, so the two middle teams play, and then the worst division winner plays the, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, so like in this situation, Toronto is going to be playing Minnesota.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a definitely easy. Like, say the Yankees get in, right? They may actually win a playoff game if they get that last wild card spot. But I don't want them to.
No, because then Steinbrenner's going to think that the team's going somewhere now, and he won't make any changes.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're done talking about the Yankees. Point. We're done talking about the Yankees.
Yeah, hey, man. See, they keep coming up.
Producer says, "Stop crying."
Okay.
Said, "Wipe the tears."
Tell the producer I copy.
Copy, and I signed his check, so you know he's telling us to get a move on. Yeah. anyway, let's get guess that player going.
Let's do it. Who's starting us off today? Because it sure ain't me.
I'll start us off.
Oh my god!
So my player.
So aggressive.
So my player is a center fielder that has played with one team in his 8-year career.
Michael Trout.
No. He has a 1 All-Star appearance.
A1.
He has 1 Gold Glove and 1 Platinum Glove.
What?
He has a career WAR of 21.0. And early in his career, which I believe this is right, he was known for stolen bases. In the last like 2-3 years, he's kind of been more of, at least for his caliber, kind of a home run, like a mid-20s.
Ooh, Byron Buxton.
There you go.
Bang!
In your Buxton, he has a platinum glove.
Yep, gold. Yeah, platinum.
He makes some crazy catches.
You know what's crazy? Like if he stayed healthy, he'd be like one of the premier players in the league. Can't stay healthy. Very unfortunate.
It is.
I mean, he has story. 1 year where he's played over 100 games.
That's what I'm saying. Like he just can't stay healthy.
Hey, do you want to like give a shit about this podcast? Maybe like sit up a little bit, talking to the mic. For those of you that don't know, we're on a video call while we record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy is slouched in that seat with his neck.
Looks like he's watching a movie.
Just can't hear this man. Anyway, I'll guess that player next, or I'll do my player next.
All right, let's go. Turn me up.
All right, so turn me up, Turbo. I got a 5-year veteran.
Uh-huh.
Stalwart at his position.
Uh-huh.
He's played for two teams.
Mm-hmm.
He went to his first All-Star game this year.
Uh-huh.
He's got a gold glove.
Uh-huh.
He's placed 4th in Rookie of the Year voting. He plays on a first-place team. He absolutely hits nukes. I'll give you some stats. 277 batting average, 20 homers, 3.3 WAR, OPS of 919, OPS plus 142.
Damn. That's good.
He plays in the National League. He's number 12. He's a New Yorker.
Francisco Lindor?
No. He's from New York. He doesn't play for New York.
Oh, okay. He's from New York.
He's played in both. He played in the AL last year and the NL this year.
Bruv.
He is.
Why can't I get this?
I know. He's
in the NL now, obviously.
Uh huh.
For a first place team.
Uh huh.
He's a catcher.
Sean Murphy. Sean Bloody Murphy. When you said stalwart, I was thinking like more of a position player.
He is just an absolute stalwart at catcher. He's locked down that position for the Braves immaculately. Travis d'Arnaud, fantastic backup. Like, what aren't they doing right over there? So I had to go with man Sean Murphy.
They do everything right, let's be honest.
Can't stand it.
I was dead blank on that one.
Love it. All right, you guys ready for mine?
Sure.
Are you sure?
Are you going to be like some more enthusiastic about it, or?
Are you ready for my player, dude?
Yeah, dude, like, let's go.
Are you fucking ready, man? All right, this player plays in the American League. He is an outfielder. He has one ring. He's a 2-time All-Star. And he has a gold glove.
Wait, which league?
The American League. He has a 3.5 WAR this year. An OPS of 890. OPS plus of 143.
An Nintendi?
No. He is on a wild card team. A current wild card team. What else can I say? He has been in the league for 6 years. 6 years.
I mean,
a Blue Jay?
He's not a Blue Jay.
He's got to be an Astro.
Is he an Astro?
No.
Question mark? Or is he?
Rattle some more off.
Okay.
Is he Kyle Tucker?
It's Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker. Mother Trucker?
Yeah, he's. What a dude, man. He's having another great year.
That's had him sad, in man. My head, but I couldn't remember what he said was the 1-point whatever stat.
I said a 1-point whatever stat.
I thought you said he had something that was like a 1, like a OPS plus or something like that.
Yeah, 143.
Oh, I bet
that's two. That's 2 for 2 for me.
Yeah, good shit, bruv.
Yeah, you better go 2 for 2 in the grid.
Yeah,
let's get it.
By the way, guys. Nick did the grid already because he's a schmuck. So he's sitting out for this.
Days.
He's sitting out. Okay. It's me and Jimmy. Me and Jimmy are going to Mackinac.
All right, let's see if you could beat my score.
Me and Nick went 7 out of 9. Jimmy, let's go Immaculate. All right, bruv?
I'm selling, bro.
All right. Rangers and Athletics, Marcus Semien. Go ahead, bro. Easy. You're next. Let's go. Keep it rolling.
I'm glad you picked one that I didn't know.
There you go.
3,000 career hits. Silver Slugger. God, I hope this is right. Alex Rodriguez.
I sure hope so. That's a dub. That's a dub, baby. That's a dub. All right, let's go.
That's a dub.
Silver Slugger Rangers.
Oh, I got you.
Go ahead.
Adrian Beltre.
Oh, yes. Okay. Silver Slugger and Blue Jays. Vlad Jr.
DH? First base? No.
Matt Chapman. Maybe? No.
No, not for the Jays.
Sure.
For the A's.
Which one did you guys... Which one are you doing?
Oh, we didn't even tell them what we were doing. So we got A's, Orioles, Silver Slugger across the top. We got Texas, Toronto, and 3,000 career hits across the left. We are doing Blue Jays, Silver Slugger.
So far, you're 3 for 3, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big tings.
Big time.
Big tings.
Not Bo Bichette.
No.
Let's do a different one.
Okay, let's do a different one. Let's run a different one.
Orioles, 3,000 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Ripken Jr.?
Maybe? W?
Maybe.
Dubs in the chat. Put dubs in
dubs,
the chat.
Dubs. Okay.
Thank you.
Did Ricky Henderson have 3,000 hits?
Yeah, I know he runs fast.
Did he have 3,000 hits, though?
He played from 1979 to 2003.
I think he had 3,000 hits.
That's a long time.
Athletics, 3,000 hits, Ricky Henderson.
Send it.
Let's send it.
Send it. 88%. Everyone said that.
Let's go, baby. We're up right now. We're up.
We're rolling.
So we got Silver Slugger, Jays left, Rangers, Orioles left, and then Jays, A's, Jays, Orioles. That's what we got left. All right.
So Chapman, didn't he play for the A's?
No.
Am I tweaking? Okay.
Wait. Did Donaldson play for the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Blue Jays and A's. There we go.
But did he win Silver Slugger? Hold up. Did he win Silver Slugger?
Did he?
He won Silver Slugger.
Yes, he definitely did. He definitely did.
But do we have a guess for the other one, though? Did you put anything in yet?
What do you mean?
All right, no, you didn't. All right, we're going Donaldson for the Jays, A's.
Okay.
And we got to go with Bo Bichette or Vlad Jr. for Silver Slugger. I think it's Vlad Jr.
Hold up. Don't do it yet. Don't do it yet.
Let's six for this. Six so far.
Let's think about this.
Must Hold be on. Nice to have two minds to do this, right?
Let's think about this.
Dude, it would be better with Blue it'd be better with three, you bum.
Yeah, bum. Let's really think about this. Let's think about Blue Jays pass, Silver Sluggers. Who's been like a top Blue Jay? Joe Carter?
Gary Carter.
No, Joe Carter, the dude who hit the fucking Jose Bautista. Come on,
he had to have, right?
Absolutely, turn me up.
That's a turbo pull right there.
That's a dub. Okay,
that's where I messed up on mine. I put Josh Donaldson for the Silver Slugger.
All right.
Oh, bro, I saved us.
Let's go. That's a ting. That's a ting. All right, so we got Rangers, Orioles. And then Orioles, Blue Jays. This is where we might get fucked.
I could tell you getting one of these wrong.
I got the saving grace. Edwin Jackson's in there. I'm telling you.
But let's see if we can figure this out.
You can't use him.
Yes, you can. Edwin Jackson. He might be both. To be honest.
Oh.
You can get one of them. I know it.
Kyle Gibson, Orioles, Rangers.
I'm trusting you. I don't even know who that is, to be honest with you. You doing it?
6%. Let's go. 6%. Kyle Gibson. All right.
I'm Edwin Jackson, dead center for the win.
Let me think about this real quick. Let me think.
I wish I could put it in mind to see if it's right.
let me think.
I'm looking him up, by the way.
Ejax?
What is it? It's
come on, this Toronto, is for Immaculate, Baltimore. Jimmy. This is for Immaculate. Let's use that, but let's think. Let's think.
Who played across the pond?
That's what I'm saying. Second base. No.
Am I allowed to give a hint?
No. Shit, I'll take a hint.
All right, fine, hint.
The most popular answer is a starting pitcher.
Starting pitcher.
Gausman, right?
Oh, it is Gausman.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I swear to God. No.
He pitched for the Orioles?
Yes, it's Gausman. Let's go.
I can't spell his name.
That's a ting. Immaculate, Nick with the baby. Assist. With the ting.
Just so you know, Edwin Jackson was good.
Oh. Damn. Either way.
He played one game for Toronto in 2019 and played.
No shot.
Wait, hold on. He actually might not have been good. I'm not 100% because it says he was on Baltimore but did not play a game.
Well, let's see. I think if he's on Baltimore, we're good. Because I could do it on my phone real quick. Let me see.
Yeah, put him in the middle and let's see. But yeah, when I actually did it this morning, I put Josh Donaldson in the Silver Slugger. And while I did it, I was like, damn, he played for the A's.
Edwin Jackson would have been a dub.
Let's go. Good shit. We still immaculate, baby.
You don't even need Nick.
My Texas in Baltimore was Chris Davis.
Okay.
And then I had Josh Hamilton for the Silver Slugger. And then Pujols for the Silver Slugger in 3000.
Okay. But guess what? We perfect, baby. Perfect.
Yeah, I think Jonathan was more perfect than Jimmy on that one, though.
Facts. I was ripping today.
Telling me I sold? I
did pretty good. You had one, two. I think you only had three.
No, I said. Well, first of all, let me check you for a sec because I saved our grid by not putting Josh Donaldson. Okay. I saved grid. I said that's Adrian Beltre. I said Joey Bats. No, I said Josh Donaldson. I said Cal Ripken.
Both said Josh Donaldson.
A-Rod and Ricky Henderson.
I hyped my man up.
Anyway.
Listen, regardless, big dubs, we went immaculate. That's all that matters.
All right, we got a couple more topics to get to.
Let's get into my comparison because I picked the two players.
All right.
All right, so I'm just going to share my screen with you guys again in case you want to look at extra stats.
Yes, I would love that.
So my two players are a catcher position. Okay. All right. Player one, the stats that I'm going to say are 59.5 WAR, 2,150 hits, 358 home runs, 1,430 RBIs, 285 batting average, OPS plus 125, and slugging 482. 10 rings, 18 All-Stars, 3 MVPs. Player 2, 75.1 WAR, 2,048 hits, 389 home runs, 1,376 RBIs, batting average of 267, OPS plus of 126. 2 rings, 14 All-Stars, 2 MVPs, 10 Gold Gloves, and 1 World Series MVP. Do we have any guesses?
Yeah. I know both.
Wait, don't we pick the player first?
Oh yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. Let's pick the player first. So which player are you going for, Jimmy?
Well, do you like rings or do you like Gold Gloves?
That's a good question. Are you asking me personally or are you asking everyone?
It's a rhetorical question, yeah. So all similar number of games. I got less homers, I got higher slug, I got equal OPS plus, so 25% and 26% better than their respective colleagues at the time. I'm going with the lower WAR guy. I think it's Yogi Berra. I think 59.5 WAR is still pretty good over 2,000 games.
Don't say the other guy's name.
I know the other guy as well, but
let's hear Jonathan's take.
Go with 10 rings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with the guy with the rings. Player 2 does have a higher WAR of 71. He also has more home runs. OPS is a little... I don't know. OPS Plus is like a point higher. Yeah, I'm going to go player 1 just because of the rings. He also has one more MVP than the other player. But player 1's definitely Yogi Berra. Player 2 is probably Yadier Molina.
It's not.
It's not. Who is it?
Did you get this off your dome, Jimmy? Or did you actually look it up? Yeah, the other one.
No, I have a guess. I actually have a guess for the other one. So I think it's Pudge Rodriguez.
Incorrect.
No, damn. Okay.
Me personally, I'm going with player 2.
Ooh.
Because I like a catcher that, you know, commands the field, 10 gold gloves. That's what I look at. Player 2
ends up being... Hold up. You realize player 1 has a higher batting average, right?
Yes, I do.
Mark your calendars, folks. It's a holiday.
To me, all the other stats are pretty similar. But, you know, defensive-wise, 10 gold gloves to 0. Pretty similar with the All-Stars. Obviously, less rings, but different times, I believe so.
This guy must have been on, like, worse teams because his WAR is higher. So it has to be someone who played on some bad teams.
And he also won 2 rings. The WAR was 75 to 59. Player 2 is Johnny Bench.
There you go.
Oh, the big red machine.
So knowing the two names, do you change or not?
No, I'm sticking Yogi Berra. Like I said, man, rings say a lot. And he has 3 MVPs. I mean, 3's better than 2. And to have 10 rings.
How many teams were in the league when he played?
Yogi Berra?
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
About like 24.
I'm just saying, if it, you know, like my biggest, you know, comparison is if you look at like Wilt Chamberlain in basketball, you know, he has 11, but there was only like 8 teams.
I mean, he played 19 years. He started in 46, so there definitely was a lot more teams than when like Ruth was playing.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm just asking.
I mean, but yeah,
not,
I mean,
not holding him against his 10 wins, but. You also look, you know, back then, Yankees, Reds.
I mean, yeah, it's big red machine, Yankees. I mean, no, but the Reds were good back then, bro. You ever heard of the big red machine?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, Yankees have 27.
Yeah, I know. Jimmy's, like, just upset over there. How many do the Mets have?
Broken-ass record. 0 since I've been born.
But how much in all do they have?
0 since I've been born.
I think it's 1, right, Nick?
Yeah.
It's
86.
2.
I think it's 86 and 69. All right?
Yeah, Nick, you're right. I don't want to talk about that no more, though.
The 2 times the Mets won, that's when the Jets won, or was it only 1?
I don't like the Jets, so I don't care.
They have 2 rings, 69 and 86. So basically, none of us were a thought the last time the Mets won a ring, by the way.
True.
What a time to be a Mets fan, huh?
What a time. Be alive.
What do we got? Get into our parlays?
Yeah, let's get into our parlays.
Dude, this is going to be like our longest episode ever.
Is it really?
If you, yeah, it's,
if came you in stuck here, around,
we came in here not knowing what to talk about.
If you stuck around this long, you are loyal as hell. So thank you. Give us a little shout out. Send us a little DM or whatever. We'll be sure to follow you. No, just ask me for a hat, like deadass. I got like 50 hats in my room. I'm trying to ship them out.
I've been working. By the way, someone commented on a TikTok we had posted and asked for an update. I did a take few months ago that Clay Holmes needs to be taken out and not allowed to be a closer anymore. But Clay Holmes is actually, so this is for the TikTok, by the way, just replying to this guy. Clay Holmes actually has been pitching very well. In 45 innings pitched, he has a 2.8 ERA, 55 strikeouts. So Clay Holmes, I apologize. You've definitely done a lot better. And to the dude who commented, don't get rid of Clay Holmes. All right. Sorry. We can do our parlays now.
All right, let's do a little recap.
By the way, Jimmy's got hats. He's got socks in production.
50 hats, bro. I have 50 hats. I got 25 pairs of socks on the way. So please, like, I'm trying to sell them.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so our recap from last week. Jonathan went with the Yankees over to Marlins. They won 9-4.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I took the Orioles over the Mariners, and the Mariners smacked the Orioles 9-2. And Jimmy took the Angels over Verlander, and Verlander shoved, and the Astros won 11-3.
Well,
so Jonathan is the only winner.
We got to come back from the dead. We're 0-2 in our last 2 weeks, but Jimmy, dream team of parlays is going to come back strong this week. I'm ready to go.
All right, I got the Marlins and Sandy Alcantara.
Bro, did you just cut
over
me
the
off?
Dodgers?
Did you just cut me off with exactly who I was going to pick?
That's who I'm taking, baby. Let's go. Run it up, Turbo.
Did you just short me for real?
All right, I'll change it.
In the middle of my speech of how I need to come back from the dead. Nah, keep your bullshit ass pick.
All right, fine. I'll change it. I got another pick I'll go with.
Bullshit.
I'll change it. Brendan Fast.
Nah, keep it.
Don't do it.
I got a new one. After this whole episode, we hyped up the Braves. Turn me up, Turbo. I got Alex Cobb beating the Braves with the Giants. 28% underdogs.
Against Spencer Strider? Are you cooked?
What's up? Follow me.
He's cooked, bro. He's cooked. Follow.
Wow.
Follow He's me to cooked, the parlay bro. Promised land, baby.
Guy said, let me come out the basement. Does that?
Nah, bro. That's bad.
Listen. Trust the process. I'm not a professional, but trust the process.
I mean, that's shit, if bad. We're doing that, I'm taking the Brew Crew over the Rangers.
What have you started? What have you started? This is brutal.
You heard it here first. The away teams are taking Friday night.
Don't listen to these clowns, all right? Smash the Marlins over the Dodgers, though. Yo, guys, aren't you excited to start betting football? I can't wait.
I can't wait for that 15-leg parlay first week.
I know. I can't wait for the 10-leg parlays and just to sit down, watch Red Zone, and hopefully our fantasy teams do. And we'll have fantasy for you guys coming back soon.
It's true. Fantasy corner. We got Dynasty Fantasy Corner.
Dynasty. I started a Dynasty League, and we got a lot to talk about, but Fantasy Corner is not quite ready yet. Not quite there. Got about a month
couple
away.
Couple more weeks.
But yeah, that's going to wrap us up for today. So Jimmy pulled some shit out of his ass and is going with Alex Cobb over Spencer Strider. Nick pulled Brandon Woodruff over Andrew Heaney from the Rangers. And I'm going with the Marlins over Tony Gonsolin and the Dodgers. I appreciate you all if you stuck around this long. Probably our longest episode ever. We also came into this not knowing what the fuck to talk about. But we appreciate you guys as always. We'll be back next week and the next week after that and the week after that. Because you want to know why? The beef never ends. These two munches right here. I appreciate you guys talking with me always. I hope you all have a wonderful Wednesday evening. Ballpark Beef will be back next week. Make sure to reach out to us if you need t-shirts, hats, boxers, socks,
everything,
trunks,
visors, Crocs.
Visors, Crocs. We're even working on
golf balls,
licensed seltzers. Like, we're just expanding. Ballpark Beef is going to be worldwide. All right. Make sure to check us out, everyone. Peace out.